If I were to ask you whether it is easy or difficult to forgive someone, chances are your answer would be, well, Father, it depends. Sometimes it's easy, and sometimes it's difficult. In other words, it depends on how big the door dings are in your car, right? And that's a reasonable answer because there are many factors. We can think of all the things that make forgiving someone easier. They come to you. They admit what they've done. They say that they're sorry. They want to make things right. Maybe you're not that hurt. The more that those factors are present, the easier it is to forgive someone. But we did not just hear Jesus say, unless each of you forgives his brother when he apologizes, unless each of you forgives his brother after he makes things right, unless each of you forgives his brother when you really weren't hurt that badly. In other words, Jesus makes no concession that forgiving your brother or your sister is only when it's easy. Darn. So maybe it's worth considering what it means to forgive someone when it's difficult. And as I thought about that, I arrived at three things that can make it difficult for me to forgive. When the person is not sorry for what they've done, when I don't know who offended me, or when I don't even know that I've been offended in the first place. First of all, it can be difficult to forgive someone who is not sorry for what they've done. This may be at the heart of Peter's question to Jesus in the gospel. Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? We all know the attitudes and the phrases that surround this first circumstance of someone not sorry for what they've done. You know, from my perspective, it's things like, well, this is the third time that he's done this. Or if she were really sorry, she'd come fix it. And from the perspective of the person who did it, it's phrases like, well, why should I be sorry? I didn't do anything wrong. Or, you deserved it. Or, you did the same thing to me. This first instance could really be summarized by looking at the cross. Jesus chose to forgive those who crucified him. He even made excuses for them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, perhaps they didn't know that they were killing the Son of God, but they knew that they were killing Jesus, and they weren't sorry, except maybe one soldier. To forgive as Jesus forgives. The second thing that can make it difficult to forgive someone is if I don't even know who it was that offended me. The anonymous sinner, if you will. You know, by now, many of you know where I park my car whenever I come here. I probably should switch it up a little bit, but I always park by that island in the parking lot. And not because I need the shade of a tree. It's just out of the way, so that's where I park. So there's never a car on the driver's side when I park in that spot. So is it just a coincidence that all the door dings are on the passenger side of my car? I'm not saying that they all happened at the cathedral. I'm just saying that they might have all happened at the cathedral. How do you forgive someone when you don't even know who that someone is? And how often is that the case, right? When something is stolen, You don't know who took it. Something's vandalized. You don't know who broke it, who painted it. I don't even know who to be mad at, much less who to forgive. In cases like that, can I make a general act of forgiveness? You know, sometimes we say, well, maybe that person needed the money more than I did. Right? Not sure whether we always believe that. Can I forgive the person who I don't know? And then a third occasion where it can be difficult to forgive is if I'm not even aware that I was offended in the first place. I think this might be the most interesting of the three. You know, this happens all the time. You know, when I speak poorly about someone and they're not even around, they don't even know that I'm hurting them. They may never know that I hurt them. You know, if someone looks at me with envy or lust in their heart, I don't know that. And I say interesting because my first thought was, well, maybe I don't need to forgive them. I didn't even take offense at what they said or did. But I think even in those instances, the Lord is challenging us to forgive. Maybe in a general way. Lord, I forgive anyone who has hurt me this day. The person who's not sorry. The person who I don't know. Or the person I didn't even know hurt me. It doesn't mean that forgiveness is easy in those three instances, but it's necessary, and it's possible, and it is truly freeing.